With a look at Arkansas business news, I'm Chris Harkins with Delta Trust. Regional Transmission Organization Mid-Continent Independent System Operator, also known as MISO, broke ground in Little Rock for a regional operations center that aims to contain 50 employees at an average annual salary of $85,000. John Baer, MISO's president and CEO, said the workforce, the schools, the presence of colleges with programs on power system engineering, the quality of life, and an environment friendly to high-tech companies were all factors that led MISO to choose Arkansas for the facility. MISO is headquartered in Carmel, Indiana, and has operations centers in Carmel and St. Paul, Minnesota. A nonprofit organization was approved as the nation's first regional transmission organization in 2001 and now manages more than $18 billion in gross market energy transactions each year. Speaking at an investment conference last week, Tyson Foods executives said that their company is different than it was a few years ago, and the difference has led to sales and earnings growth. And when we adopted a no-excuse mindset, we started producing more consistent, stable earnings. During a question and answer session, Donnie Smith, the company's president and chief executive officer, acknowledged that the PED virus, or PED virus, is hurting hog producers and will likely result in reduced hog supplies and higher prices. Smith reminded investors that Tyson Foods is a buyer of hogs, not a producer, and would have to pass along any increased input costs to the buyers of its pork products. Shares of Tyson are up 24% this year. And the number of homes sold in Arkansas this past January increased by 8.7% compared to a year earlier, and the average price of homes sold increased just over 1%. That's a look at Arkansas business news. I'm Chris Harkins with Delta Trust. Have a great week.